In the late 1980s, Bobby McFerrin seemingly came out of nowhere with a hip-hop tune called Don't Worry, Be Happy. Over the last 30 years, Bobby has delved into jazz, classical conducting, and vocalizing in many musical styles. His latest project is a record called Vocabularies, in which his vocal ensemble Voicestra has recorded tunes that Bobby McFerrin has been improvising over the last decade, and this record seems to capture the essence of everything that he's done throughout his career. Bobby and I spoke recently. As a soloist, you've conducted orchestras, you've sung with orchestras. Now this record, Vocabulary, seems to my ear to bring all of those worlds together more than anything you've done so far.
Yeah, that's probably true. I had my collaborator, Roger Treese, is pretty well steeped in classical tradition and has a very open ear to different musical dialects, as you call them, and I actually like that. That's a very good way of putting it. My manager Linda likes to say that he went to, Bobby McFerrin improv school or something like that, because he's been working with me for 8 years, and he's also a member of my singing group, Voicestra. So he had a chance to observe, to listen, to watch how I work. He kind of got used to the way I improvise, what I do. He recognizes that each note that I sing has some kind of linguistic connection or sound for the notes to rest upon. So he took all of that information and coming through his, filtered through his mind, set this stuff down on paper. These are all ideas that, over the years that I've worked out with my group Voicestra during improvisation. It's probably one of the few groups that are dedicated to completely improvised concerts. And so there's, every night produced tons of material, and he went through all the archives and listened to just about everything that we did and pulled out ideas and simply arranged them, And then I'd go into the studio. He'd call me and say, we're not quite there yet. Could you give me some, some new melodic ideas here? Could you give me some new bass lines there? And I'd go in and I'd sing a whole bunch of stuff, and then he'd have to filter through it all and figure out which ones he wanted to set down on paper. So it was an 8-year process. It took a long time, but certainly the results are, I think, quite gratifying.
Yeah, so this record, Vocabularies, is essentially arrangements of your improvisations over the last right. 8 years.
So, or longer, even longer. Yeah.
So in making these arrangements, Bobby, what you do so well, I guess what's so unique about you as a musician is your ability to create on the spot. So are you now having to learn your own music, from a score? Is that what this requires?
We've done several Vocabularies concerts, primarily in Europe, and I think there were 7 tunes on the album, and Roger prepared 4 for the concerts. So, it means that there have been some spots in the music that I have to be, on point, I got to sing what's there. But 60-70% of it, I just wail, because I know the pieces pretty well. And he just says, just take off. But there are some spots where, I have to be right on the money.
Mm-hmm. Now with these arrangements, now that this music is scored, does this provide another opportunity for your music in terms of like choral groups around the country or choral groups around the world being able to address your music now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was part of the whole idea behind it in the first place, because I was getting all kinds of requests from choirs to produce music for them to sing. So this is certainly a fulfillment of that dream.
Now, a project you did a few years ago, Beyond Words, didn't use actual English or Japanese or Zulu, but in listening to it, I thought, wow, this is a language that's familiar, but this was your own language. But with this record, you're actually using English, you're using Spanish, Japanese, Zulu. Why that choice?
Ask Roger that question, because he's the one that sort of made those decisions. In addition to those genuine languages, is also languages that I created as I was working on the pieces. You know, I can't sing do 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 do. You know, I just can't go there. So I have to give it some kind of shape, you know, because the words help shape the melody, the melodic line, the harmonic lines, the, you know, all the phrasing and stuff. I think it bursts open in the mind in some kind of way that is felt emotionally in a deeper place when you're just singing. When you sing something that seems linguistic, something that has a language behind it, you begin to wonder what it is. You begin to, your mind starts to question what you're listening. You become more engaged in the music than if you're just simply singing shooby dooby doo, you know, the sort of the normal accepted scat phrasing and stuff. You know, I've never called myself a scat singer. I never liked the term because it implies a certain musical discipline of sorts, you know, from the jazz world. I like to just call it, in fact, I don't call it anything, actually.
Yeah. This record you're bringing in, you know, singers from, as I mentioned, those various dialects, you've got Lisa Fisher, Luciana Souza, Janice Siegel from Manhattan Transfer. Was there a particular challenge in bringing all of these different musicians, various musicians in for this one project?
No challenge. There was no challenge at all. It was just simply extending an invitation to great singers to come and participate. You know, there were singers from all disciplines, you know, different, you know, Roger invited singers from different countries, different cultures, you know, to lend their sound to the overall color palette of the album.
Yeah, Bobby, is there an essential message to this record?
Well, I don't deliberately try and message my projects. You know, when I do solo concerts or even concerts with Voice Sistra or anyone I'm playing with, I'm hoping that the afterglow is one of joy. If there's anything that I think is essentially important to the success of my conference is leaving the audience with a sense of joy and purpose. That's what it's all about with me. And I guess in that sense, the album carries the same message. Let's be more than happy, really. Let's strive for a joyfulness, joyful connection with each other.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Terrence. Have a good day, man.
Okay, look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Take care, man.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
I'm a man.